You good man, right? I hope you find your wife and son.
Seeing you, Dwayne. Take care of your old man.
Yes, sir.
Leon Bassett? Didn't think much of him. Careless and dumb, but can't leave him like this.
You know they'll hear the shot.
Let's not be here when they show up.
Let's go, son. Come on.
Margaret, and this is the Cast of Us, episode 589.
Margaret, what the hell are you doing in there?
Oh, you guys are awake?
Yeah, we're awake. It's like noon.
Yeah. I've just been sitting in the corner reading. What are you doing over there?
Well, you know how we just left that pod town, that town where they were really into podcasts?
Yeah.
Yes, and they knew you something, right?
Well, I got inspired. I was... You know, we're trapped here in this fire truck surrounded by zombies. Actually, Angry Adam, that one's climbing up.
Yeah, I got it. I'll just give him a little kick. Oh, nice.
Awesome.
I kicked his legs up. That's pretty fun.
Ugh.
Wow.
Well, I was just figuring since we're trapped in the truck, I was gonna start a podcast. I found this laptop in the fire truck, and it had editing software already on it, and I've taught myself how to use it, and you know what? A podcast is only as good as its cast? What? Would you guys like to do a podcast with me?
I mean...
Sure?
Yeah, why not? I mean, I think we know everything we need to know about it. I mean, those last guys we were talking to did not seem very competent. They were able to do it.
I have to say, Margaret, for a woman of your advanced years, I really wish that I could bring you an example of the kind of skills and things that a woman can learn past a certain age. Look at you. You've already managed to figure out how to edit.
Yes. AOL.com. So here's what I was thinking. I've also found a DVD back here. There's just this one. But it looks like it's the first episode of a show called The Walking Dead.
Huh. I wonder what it's about.
The title's so vague. That's one of the things with media these days. They're not... You know, remember when movies used to be called Trains Going to Come Right at the Screen and Scare You in Black and White?
Was that what it was called?
I believe so.
That's a long cut. I mean, I guess billboards must have been bigger.
Billboards were bigger back then. So here's what I'm thinking. We watch this, and then we review it.
Well, it does seem like there's quite a big crowd of zombies.
Yeah, we're not going anywhere anytime soon.
Exactly.
I think we have about a podcast's length of time.
Yeah, I'd be happy to be entertained by some media. Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm going to put this in here, and it looks like I've been recording this whole time. I'm gonna...
Oh,
that's embarrassing.
I guess you're not as skilled as I thought.
I'm still learning. All right, I'm gonna pause this, and we'll watch it, and then we'll come back, and we'll do a podcast.
Okay.
Where the hell is the thing on this thing?
How do you know how to edit, but you don't know what a play button looks like?
And I turned the whole thing off and... got it back on and it's recording. Oh, I'm so excited you guys want to do this with me.
Yeah, that was a really fun thing to watch.
That was interesting. It's been a while since I've had time to watch, like, a whole episode of something.
Yeah, I guess the the subject matter, not the best choice considering our circumstances.
Yeah.
So close.
Yeah, but anyway, I wrote down some things for you guys to say.
Oh, me too.
Yeah, okay. I also took some notes. I wrote them on a cool leather-bound notebook that I've been carrying.
Wow, this whole time you've had that?
Yeah, it's really cool, right?
It's very cool.
What are you writing in there? Are you writing about us?
It's a secret.
Elizabeth, we're gonna have to steal that from him.
Obviously, yes.
Yeah, I bet it's love notes.
Oh. I have a feeling my notebook's gonna get stolen.
All right, here's our intro.
Okay, so how does it work?
I wrote down a couple of lines for each of us to say, and we'll say those, and then we'll talk about the episode.
Are you guys ready? Okay. Oh, Margaret, I don't want to let you down. Okay. Hey, Zedheads. What? Zedheads. Hey, zombie heads. Hey, Zedheads, welcome to our podcast. I'm Elizabeth.
And I'm Margaret.
And I'm Angry Adam. Pew, pew, pew. In this episode, we're covering The Walking Dead, Walking Dead, Season 1, Episode 1, Days Gone By. Ooh. You like what I did there?
Angry Adam, that was good.
A little bit of stank on it.
Wow.
Yeah, I think we're good.
We are podcasters now. We'll be rolling in the dough any moment. So overall, what did you guys think of the episode?
You know, I thought it was a little... It's a lot more dour than our adventures. You know, all these people seemed really sad.
They did.
And I'm like, you know, did you try having fun?
I know, right? Like, everybody felt really tense. And like, and also at first I was kind of worried it was a documentary and that we'd like found somebody. I was actually kind of excited. We was like found footage, like Blair Witch. But I guess it was fictionalized.
I don't know if you guys noticed this, but that hospital that Mr. Rick woke up in,
yeah,
that looked a lot like the hospital that we woke up in.
Well, this is part of what I was going to talk about. It really did seem very familiar.
Like that
to
was
me.
Definitely that. You know, when he went in the stairwell and he had the conveniently the packet of matches that we all keep in our hospital gown, just in case we're in a dark place.
Yes, obviously. I had a couple in mine.
I did a backflip down that stairwell, pretty sure.
Should we get into, like...
Yeah, here's what I was thinking. We'll each go around, and we'll say, like, a point about the show, and then we can discuss it that way.
Yeah, I like it.
Okay.
It makes sense.
Does anybody want to go first?
I did want to talk a little bit about sort of the medical aspect of it all.
Ooh, good, good.
And how, as a medical professional, as the medical leader of the team, and as a nurse, I have to say I found it very upsetting. And like when he was lying on the floor and he was calling, nurse, nurse, and I couldn't go to him. Ooh. And that was really hard for me.
Yep.
Because I'll tell you, in the early days, when I was in the hospital and Margaret, you were in the coma, very similar to what happened to that Rick guy. People were calling for help, and I was trapped in that broom closet, and I couldn't help anyone.
Oh.
And it wasn't comfortable. And I will admit, I didn't love the stuff in the hospital, but I was happy when they got out.
Mm-hmm.
And that spot where all those bodies were, I think it's where we found our fire truck.
Oh yeah, I you know, just reflecting back a little bit now, I feel like this may have brought up some traumatic memories. For at least you, Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't realize you were trapped in a broom closet listening to people being torn apart by zombies.
Yeah, I thought you were just kind of in there. Just kind of hanging out.
No, I couldn't leave because I didn't want to be murdered or killed or eaten like all those other people. But anyway, let's get back to the show.
Right.
Can we stop talking about my experience?
Yes, Angry Adam, actually, did you have anything more you wanted to add about the hospital?
Yeah, just, you know, there's some commonalities there, certainly. you know, you seem to have also woken up in a coma. I wonder how many people got to the apocalypse via coma. Because, you know, it wasn't exactly the same for me. He got shot. I, in a similar manner, ate too many gummy bears and got a really bad tummy ache and had to sleep it off, which is a lot like getting shot.
Uh-huh.
Actually.
Maybe worse.
Adam, they were worms. They were gummy worms.
Yeah.
Gummy.
Don't forget that detail about your history.
Did I not say
gummy worms?
You said gummy bears. Are you also eating gummy bears, Adam?
This is a lot of gummy candy. It was after everything happened and I was kind of eating my feelings.
Yes, we've all been there. Yeah, I mean, I also picked up on some of those similarities. It is weird that he wakes up in a hospital and there's a zombie apocalypse going on, and I woke up in the hospital and there was a zombie apocalypse going on. One of the main differences I noticed, though, was that Elizabeth, what do you call the thing he was wearing? His
hospital gown?
Yes, his hospital gown was on the opposite direction than mine was.
Well, that's because his wound was on his front, and so the medical professionals would have needed to be able to have easy access to his wound.
So,
to clean them.
The medical professionals needed easy access to my bottom? Because I wasn't even wearing underpants like he was.
I guess so. I wasn't on your particular case. I was in pediatrics.
Okay, well, we're gonna have to look into this, I think. Did either of you think this was kind of a scary show?
It was a little scary.
Well, I actually thought he really got out of that hospital quite easily. I don't know how scary it was because, like, he didn't really... I think we've been through much scarier things. So, I mean, yeah, I guess if you were inexperienced, it was probably pretty scary. But I just sort of, you know, it seems like every day now.
There was a long discussion at the beginning of the episode about turning off lights. And, you know, it seemed like they were having a lot of marital trouble based on not determining whose responsibility it was to turn off the lights. And I'm thinking, you know, maybe when you turn off the lights, it gets dark and it's a little scary. You know, not for me personally, but like in general.
Right.
And maybe if they understood that, they could, you know, get along.
I also wanted to talk about that conversation in the car, because I have to admit, I started that show not liking either one of those men. Mm. Because that was a very disrespectful conversation to have. Is that how, Adam, is that how men actually talk about women?
What do you mean? I just thought they were talking about turning off the lights. Was there like a subtext about women or something?
Well, it seemed to be like implying that women are forgetful and stupid, and I think at one point Shane referred to a woman as a pair of boobs.
Oh, I thought it was about lights. I totally misread that scene.
Yeah, as a woman, I also found that scene a little hard to deal with. You know, once I've been referred to as just a pair of really awesome knockers before, and to be fair, it's true. But it still felt bad for our heroes to be talking this way.
Well, and that's the thing. I kind of decided maybe Rick was just saying it like to go along, to get along.
Yes.
Because later he seemed like a pretty nice guy. But I don't know. I don't think I trust that Shane fellow.
No, not at all. In fact, I put down as one of my points, these are two cops I would not want to be pulled over by. I don't think they seemed like they would have my best interest in mind.
Not mine either.
No.
I wrote down, boo Shane. Boo Shane, exclamation point.
Ooh, good point.
Now, I don't know if we should be worried about spoilers, or can I have a supposition?
You know what?
Can I have a prediction?
I think we're going to be okay with spoilers on this podcast.
Because no one is going to listen to it. Wait,
what? Sorry, go on.
Well, how are we going to... Okay. Is the woman in the kid, is that... Well, that's Rick's family, right?
Yes.
So Shane talks disrespectfully of women and then steals another man's lady. I feel like Shane's going to be a bad guy.
You know, I'm being very enlightened. I just thought he really didn't like it when people didn't turn off the lights. I really... I have to watch this back again or something.
I think you might need to rewatch it through with a woman's gaze.
I'll try that.
With a lady's lens.
Is there like a pair of glasses I can borrow to do that?
Oh, Angry Adam, that's not how it works. You just have to, Elizabeth, back me up on this one. To be a woman, you just sort of have to, you have to talk a little bit differently. And
that's not all it is.
Well,
I think maybe this is a conversation that could get us into trouble. So I'm going to move us along.
Good call. I wanted
to talk about the timeline. Because I'm very unclear. Now, I am a medical professional. I am a nurse. And so I know a little bit about bodies. Mm-hmm. And I got to say, the decomposition of some of those zombies, the walkers, that Rick encounters, some of them seem like they've been dead for a very long time. Now, but for someone to be in a coma and then to have their equipment no longer work, a body can only survive like 3 or 4 days without water. So if his IV was no longer being replaced because the staff was all shot by some kind of army, how long has it been going on? Because I would think it's not very long at all, but some of those people, unless when you die, your body decomposes to the state that you were dead inside when you were alive.
Oh, that's an interesting take. Like,
in which case, that body with the bicycle, she was very upset before she died. She was messed up.
She had a lot going on.
Yeah, I suspect she was one of those. She probably never, like, returned her shopping carts to where they belong. And that type of thing will eat at your soul. And it'll turn you into what it just turned her into.
Turn you into a legless husk whose bicycle gets stolen.
I was really hoping when they met up with Morgan and that child, Dwayne. Now, the children are named Dwayne and Carl, and I don't remember a lot of Dwayne's and Carl children.
Must be a regional thing.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe. I thought maybe they would be like, oh yeah, 7 days ago, or 1 month ago, or 24 hours ago, but there was no... Margaret, we were very clear when we met you. We told you exactly. We said it had been 3 days. And I think that's really important. And I'm very frustrated. Rick may go through, the next however many years of Betty's going to be traveling around, not knowing how many days.
That's true.
Did no one ever clear it up?
So I'm looking at the back of the box here.
Mm-hmm.
It looks like it says he's in a coma for like almost a month. But that does seem a little insane.
He could be in a coma for a month and then wake up after a month. But when did the walkers show up? Was it a month ago or was it 2 days ago? Because some of those bodies are pretty neat.
This actually segues very nicely into one of my major points.
Oh, Elizabeth, are you done with your point?
Yeah, finish up first.
Well, I just wanted to say, the final thing I wanted to say, and maybe this is more of a note than a point. I'm not really clear on the difference. What I wanted to say was, it was upsetting to me because I feel like if he had been in my hospital, I would have been changing his IV.
Oh.
And I would have been keeping him alive. And then when he woke up, he would have found me. And maybe we would have fallen in love. And then maybe that would be the reality that I'd be going through. I like you guys a lot.
Right, yep.
Maybe there were other patients on other floors I should have been paying attention to. Where was my Rick?
Do you think there were other patients in that hospital? Did we leave people behind?
I don't know, but all I can think is that I could have ended up with a Rick and I got a Margaret.
Oh.
I mean, I love you, Margaret.
You won, huh? Because,
Rolling snake eyes.
It's fine. Everything's fine. Oh,
yes.
Okay. Let's move past that really quickly. Not really dwell on the implications. Yeah, I got a question. Because I saw this, I noticed this, and I was thinking about it. Because we've seen it too. He walks outside. Everything is so dirty. There's like years of grime on every surface. And I'm thinking, hold on. Do cars catch the zombie virus?
Hmm. Maybe if we watched episode 2.
Because it looks almost like some of those cars were like zombie cars. You know, like there was just so much, like this car, like it was like rotting. I'm like, that's metal. It's been what, like 5 days?
Or a month. We don't know because they never
even
came the time.
Even a month. That's crazy.
Look, Angry Adam, maybe it's just a regional thing.
But I've been looking outside and I'm seeing that too.
Oh, here?
What the heck's going on?
Yeah, a lot of these cars are also getting...
They're burnt. These are like years. This is like a rusted out Hulk right next to us on this freeway. It's been like 20 days.
This makes me wonder if maybe there was like a, I don't know, a public service where somebody's been going around cleaning cars and it wasn't until the apocalypse happened that we were even aware of such a thing?
This feels like a conspiracy theory.
Oh, well, I mean, I guess we're very much on the edge of conspiracy theories, and I guess being trapped in a fire truck alone with our thoughts and the dead staring at us, it's easy for your mind to wander.
I do think that it was, well, trapped inside a fire truck is how Alex Jones got his start.
Interesting. Okay. Well, we're going to have to monitor that as we go. So, one of the points I wanted to cover was, I think you mentioned it a little bit, Elizabeth, was sort of this, what appears to be an affair starting.
Mm-hmm.
And all this made me think of was Gertrude and how when the second I wasn't paying attention to my Charlie, she swoops in and just like Shane dips his fries into Rick's ketchup. I believe
I noticed that
Gertrude had, well, she dipped her fries into my Charlie's ketchup. I don't
think we need to get lost in this metaphor.
So you think that having Shane in the car in the beginning, in the opening, dipping his fries into Rick's ketchup was a foreshadowing for him dipping his penis into Rick's wife?
Elizabeth, we're in mixed company. Watch the language.
I'm using medically appropriate terminology.
Okay, but yes, I agree. I do think that's the implication. The second Rick was in a coma, and we don't know for how long, maybe it's been 5 minutes, all of a sudden, this Shane guy is just, like, macking on his wife.
Do you think maybe it had started before, and the light bulb conversation was, like, a clever ruse?
Interesting. Because...
much to think
of. Yeah, she... You know what we never find out in this episode? Does Rick's wife leave the lights on or off?
I think... he did say something about he was the one with the problem with turning the lights off. I think she's good at turning the lights off as far as I can tell. And their problem is he's bad at turning the lights off. I was really attentive to the lights part of that conversation.
It does make you wonder, in every couple, is there one who turns the lights on and one who turns the lights off? And do we need to pair them up differently? What, this show, like an onion, layers we're pulling apart here.
Well, we do have a lot of time to talk about it.
Yeah, these zombies are still...
One thing I wanted to ask is, do you guys feel that maybe there's any, like, tips we could get from watching this? Like, for instance, we've never hit up a police station, and Adam, seem like there's a lot of guns there.
You know...
So
there, I think there's some things we could learn, but I think we want to be a little careful because these guys are messing up, honestly.
Yeah.
They're not doing so good.
Yeah, but do we even have our own jerry can? I mean, he went around with a jerry can looking for gas. Granted, he didn't get gas. He got a horse, which died
very quickly. I will end.
Which maybe should have stayed with the jerry can, but do we have a jerry can to either of you even know?
We just like get gas.
Yeah, well, I mean, the last time we really had a car issue, we just found another fire truck.
Yeah.
That's true, but I was thinking maybe we should keep our eyes peeled for a jerry
can. That's a good idea, Elizabeth. I'm gonna write that down, actually.
Yeah, and the other thing is, have we ever tried our own CB radio?
Oh, yeah, I was meaning to tell you guys, we have been getting some messages on the CB radio. I'm pretty sure
they've been, the whole time.
I'm pretty sure they were prank calls, though, so I didn't tell you guys about
it. What? This whole...
Adam!
Okay, we're going to...
Yes. Put a pin in that, Adam. We're going to talk about that after the podcast.
Adam!
They were definitely prank calls. They're like, oh, help me, Adam. Like, yeah, I heard it a million times before.
Okay, okay, where were we? We have to keep our listeners in mind, and we can't just fully go on to a tangent about our reality. We have to talk about this fantastical reality we just watched.
Yeah.
And one thing that I noticed in there, that, did you guys realize guns are loud?
When
Rick climbs, he gets in that tank and he shoots it.
But only certain guns.
Yeah, have we only been carrying around the guns that aren't that loud?
Well, I do have one very extra loud gun. I don't use it that much because it's kind of uncomfortable, but I do have one gun that's like real freaking loud.
Okay.
Margaret, I think it was less the gun and more the fact that he shot a gun in a tank, which is enclosed.
No, that was a loud gun. That was one of the loud guns. I recognized it.
Okay.
Oh, well,
that's fine.
Elizabeth, he's the gun guy. You're the medical person, so...
Yeah, he's the gun guy. I guess I don't understand science. It's fine.
How did you guys feel about the zombies? They call them walkers, which...
Yes.
That just makes me think of... one of those things a much older person would use to get around.
Yeah.
I thought their walkers seemed very smart and agile. Mm. They could climb things. They could open doors. They were picking up stuff. And
they could look forlornly in the distance. There was a lot of that.
I don't know that our zombies are quite that.
They seem a little dumber.
Yeah. Ours do seem more just like a pack of big old dumb penguins.
Penguins.
Yeah.
That's the good. Oh, okay. Yeah, sure. Whatever.
I mean, look at them, Angry Adam. Look at these things.
Penguins are.
They do waddle. Fun.
Yeah. That's.
Yeah, that's.
Okay, yes, I got that. Man, I am zero for. I also don't know sports analogies. I'm striking out once in fifth and.
Margaret, what did you think of the zombies?
Well, I thought they were gruesome to look at. I've never looked at them that closely.
That's true. We're usually stabbing them in the face.
No, I mean, you know, I've done some very specific disemboweling it. I don't want to get into it. If that was gross to you guys. Mm-hmm. Listen, you guys let me handle some of, like, the grittier stuff. And
you seem to love it, though.
Oh, yeah, mm-hmm. It's great.
You're very good at it. We want to encourage your skills.
No, it's fun, but I'm just saying, like, it gets nasty.
One of the problems I think I've had is I don't have my glasses when we're fighting them.
Oh, that's probably
so.
That's true. You put them away.
There's a lot of vascularity that you're missing.
Yeah, these were very gruesome and very well detailed. And, you know, I forgot for a minute that they were even done up in makeup. I was transported into a world where terrifying creatures exist.
It's the magic of the silver screen.
I just think it's amazing they can run. They were running around.
Oh, that would be scary if that happened in the real world.
That's when I remembered they were real people because I could see them running and I was like, oh, people run, but zombies don't run.
Yeah, they kind of shamble.
Well, they also said that when people get bit, they get a fever and then they die after they get bit. I got bit. Did I also have a fever? I was a little in and out during that.
A little feverish?
Yeah.
But I think we got the infection out, Margaret. It's okay. You're not going to become a zombie.
We definitely 100% dealt with it. No loose ends there.
Yeah, phew.
But I do have a question. Okay, so when the zombies eat, because Morgan said they get hungry, and then they eat, but they don't have a digestive system. They don't defecate. So... Wait, if you fill your guts,
are we sure? Are the are we sure about that?
No, I'm not sure.
Are the zombies pooping?
Do zombies?
This is an important question. Do zombies poop? Have we seen zombies poop?
I just don't know where it all would go. I mean, I guess there's that joke about you eat because you've got a hollow leg, and maybe some of them have hollow legs now.
Oh. But...
So it's just filling up. Oh, that's awful.
Maybe.
You know what? I feel like we would smell that. Oh, then again, with the rotting flesh, it might mix in.
Yeah.
This was a question I've never really thought about, but now that I've watched the show, I'm able to sit and think about it, and I'd like to know.
Maybe in the second episode they go into that.
There'll be a zombie bathroom.
Yeah, or just zombies leaning against trees and doing a doozy of a toozy, a Dolce and Cabana, if you will.
Okay.
Yeah. Do we have season two? Do we have episode two there in the box, Margaret?
Let me look. We have Spy Kids 2, and yeah, just the first episode of Walking Dead.
It's a very weird combo.
Yeah, what were these firemen doing?
I don't know.
I mean, Steve Buscemi was in Spy Kids 2, and he's beloved by fire.
Oh.
That's true.
I didn't know you were a cinephile.
There's a lot regular Adam did differently.
You know, regular Adam is allowed to come out sometimes if he wants to talk to us, angry Adam.
Nah, that's all good.
Did anybody else have any other points about the episode they wanted to discuss?
Yeah, I had a broad point, which I started to kind of hint at earlier, which is, this was kind of a bummer. Everyone was really sad, and I was just like, you know, I mean, yeah, you know, bad stuff happening, you lose your family, and you don't know what's happened, and your entire life has been upended, and everything you love and understand is gone. But, like, lighten up a little bit, right?
Yeah, it's like, come on.
Yeah.
Live a little.
When we got into the apocalypse, we were basically just like, okay, the world's ours. Let's go enjoy this. Oh, yes, sure. I don't know where my ex-husband and his cheating girlfriend Gertrude are, but, like, I'm not even gonna think about that. I'm gonna go to the mall, and I'm gonna walk past that sex toy store and clutch my pearls. And I didn't go in there. If that's what you guys were I didn't.
I wasn't thinking anything about it.
No.
Okay, that's good. But, yeah, they were all kind of sad. But I guess right in the beginning, you might be?
Yeah, that is true. I mean, then again, it was anywhere from 3 days to a month after it all kind of went down. And, you know, like, man, I guess Rick, you know, he's finding his footing. But, like, everybody else, this sucks.
Do you think maybe we're having a good time because before the apocalypse happened, we didn't have much to live for, but these guys do? Like, Rick has a family, and Morgan lost his wife, and, like, the kid lost his mom, and, like...
I had a family.
Yeah, but you did... Okay, you... Well, Angry Adam, that was regular Adam, had a family.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about it finally for once?
Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, I do think there may be some merit to that, Elizabeth.
Nah, I don't think so.
Well, maybe for Elizabeth and I, there's some merit behind that, because, yeah, I don't think I was having as much fun before the apocalypse as I'm having after the apocalypse. I mean, did either of you kill a giant kraken before the apocalypse?
That's true. I was not killing any kraken.
Not even in video games.
Yeah.
There wasn't a lot of kraken killing video games that I was playing.
So did you have something else, Mark?
Yeah, I have one more point I wanted to discuss. And I think it sort of reminded me of the two of you. Rick, he's a good man, it seems.
They're hard to find.
You earned a degree in the behavioral health field because you wanted to make a difference. And you're needed now more than ever. Through the new Great Minds Fellowship Program, recent Ohio graduates may be able to receive as much as $20,000 in student loan support when working full-time at a community behavioral health center. Apply before November 15th. To learn more about program eligibility, visit highered.ohio.gov. That's highered.ohio.gov.
Exactly. He gives a good but stern advice, yelling to that officer who he didn't even think much of, and
he really kind of roasted his ass.
Yeah.
He was like, this guy fucking sucked, and now I'm gonna kill him. I mean, I guess he was like looking at it like a mercy killing, but he did kind of like when that zombie officer was walking up to him, he was like, I really hated that guy. He was awful.
Yeah.
And now I'm gonna kill him.
Well, he didn't kill him. He put him out of his misery. We don't know what that guy was going through as a zombie.
Those zombies were not happy, but
I mean, the first thing Rick does when he wakes up is he makes fun of Shane for the vase choice, and Shane kind of seems like a little bit of a, well, pardon my French, but a dickhead, and
yeah.
I think making fun of him makes Rick kind of a better man. He goes to check on his family immediately. He didn't, like, run to the police station to get weapons or anything.
That's true, Margaret. Neither one of us checked on our families.
Well, that's because we found our family in the apocalypse.
Yes, we found our family in the broom closet at the hospital.
Yeah, we just found our family a lot quicker than he did.
Yeah.
And he's honest with Morgan. And he goes back and takes care of that unfortunate girl with the bicycle.
Yes.
And he didn't have to do that.
Yeah, you know, I did make a note when he stole that girl's bicycle. I was like, that was kind of mean. That was a little impolite. I mean, she has no legs. She needs that to get around.
She has to pedal. Like, oh. You can't pedal without
Oh, I didn't think about legs. That. I mean, maybe if you're like going down a hill. It'll be all right, but
so you're saying that as long as this torso zombie only went places that were downhill,
yeah, they were fine.
She'd be okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah. Get around,
I mean,
some,
she
get
made
some
it.
Brains on the go.
She made it pretty far.
Yeah.
Without legs.
I mean, but it's imagine true. If she had the bicycle thong.
An inspiration
would have been great.
Yeah,
that could have been like the main character.
True.
Had the bicycle, but. Rick did come back and finish the job, and I was like, you know, that is nice. It's like a little full circle.
Mm-hmm. And it sort of makes me wonder, do zombies have any consciousness? That's, you know what, with how many we've killed, let's not go there.
I don't think ours do. If theirs do, we're not the same. It's not a documentary, remember?
That's right. It was just so realistic.
I know, it's very realistic. Although, you know why I knew it wasn't real?
What's that?
Because did you recognize Rick? The guy?
Is he the guy from Love Actually?
He's the guy from Love Actually, which
is thought so.
Problematic but romantic. It's a real difficult film for me, but I also love it, which is so why it's hard. So he's the guy who holds up the signs to Keira Knightley. He's in love with his best friend. He's the creepy stalker best friend.
Oh.
That's him. I saw him and I was like, he moved on from Keira Knightley.
Yeah.
He became a cop in the U.S.
Interesting.
Yeah, because
interesting.
He probably had a restraining order put on him.
And
he had to move.
He had to move.
I do think this is one cinematic universe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
Agreed.
Why not?
Agreed.
Well, do either of you have any more major points that you'd like to discuss about this episode?
I just feel like they didn't have to be quite so... They didn't have to show us the horse. Guts being pulled out. That was really brutal.
Was that the only thing we saw get eaten in this episode?
Yeah, they weren't really doing a lot of... they were doing a lot of, like, you know, looking gross, but they didn't really...
Yeah,
the success rate was pretty low.
Maybe they were hoping to, like, ease people into it, because as we can attest to it, it's a lot to take it on right... You know, all at once to watch somebody's eating people.
Yeah, a horse is, that's a big leap. Maybe they could have started with like a hamster.
Yeah.
Something.
Like a hamster and then you go bunny rabbit and then, and then you kind of slowly increase.
They did start the entire thing with a zombie child.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, that part was dark.
We haven't seen any zombies. Have we seen zombie children? Is that like they've all kind of look like a couple guys, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sort of repeating over and over, like, hey, I think I saw that guy when we were over there, and now, oops, sorry, I punched the computer.
You're getting so excited. Yeah. Well, I don't think I have much more to say, really.
Yeah, well, do you guys want to visit Atlanta after we saw it?
What?
I mean, I think, like, the whole thing in the episode is, like, don't go to Atlanta. Right? That was sort of like the moral of the story.
Mm, yeah, I guess you could take that away from that. Yeah, now that I think of it, there were just a lot of zombies. Rick almost got eaten, and the horse died. So, yeah, no. Atlanta doesn't sound very fun at all.
Atlanta. Post-apocalyptic Atlanta, not the move.
Okay. Do either of you have any notes? I'm thinking, like, for notes, we just do, like, little one-off thoughts we had, not big major points.
I think I said all my notes already.
Oh, I have... Let me look. This is... Okay, I maybe have, like, 20 pages, so...
Oh, Margaret!
I'll narrow it down. did either of you notice that Lorian... Rick's house had a lot of mail in the mailbox? Was she just not checking the mail while he was in a coma, or was the mailman just doing his job the whole time? Zombies.
The Postal Service has dedicated employees. I mean, I was still, you know, changing bedpans when the world was falling down around me, so some of us are really dedicated to our jobs.
Rain, sleet, or snow, or zombies, right? That's like their slogan.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's... You know, I never knew what the zombie part meant.
I thought it was funny when he tried to negotiate with the horse. I like that. Like, what are you doing talking to a horse, you silly guy?
Yeah. This guy's probably not going to be, like, the leader or anything. He's probably just going to keep talking to horses in the background.
Yeah.
One thing I noticed, and I was curious if you guys had any thoughts on it, is that couple that he comes to in the barn?
Yeah.
They write God forgive us in blood on the wall.
That was pretty gruesome. I mean, I guess the guy couldn't find a Sharpie.
Yeah, why? I've noticed that around us, too. It's just like the apocalypse happens.
Everyone's always writing in blood.
Yeah, like...
I think some people use it as an excuse to just, like, really get into their darkness.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, that maybe they were really just trying to make their house spookier.
It's like Halloween came early.
Maybe they murdered people and had nothing to do with the apocalypse. Wouldn't that be wild?
Oh, yeah, maybe they were the bad guys.
Maybe the second episode is just going to be about the people in that house.
Maybe.
Are you saying that humans are the real monsters?
Well, that's been obvious to me for years.
No, I think I personally think it's the zombies that are the monsters.
Yeah, they're pretty bad, too.
I guess in the show, yeah, I'd put the cats up there pretty high.
Yeah, it goes cats, zombies, humans, and then us. We're the least evil.
Yeah. And then monster trucks.
Yes, monster trucks are pure and good.
The one other thing that I had was, I was curious, Angry Adam. You have children, and I was just wondering if...
No, Angry Adam doesn't have children. Regular Adam had children.
Oh, exactly, okay. Exactly. That recontextualizes this. I was just wondering, the relationship between Morgan and his son, did that make you wish you had, like, a stronger relationship with your guns?
You know...
Nice pivot, Margaret.
I felt a feeling watching that I kind of wanted it to go back down.
Oh. Wait. You wanted the feeling to go back down?
Yeah.
Okay.
But in terms of my guns, I thought you were talking about my relationship with my estranged children, who I don't know the fate of. My guns. I'm very close to them. They are like children to me. We've been through a lot together. And I would be upset if someone stole my gun.
Beautiful. Okay. Does anybody else have anything else they want to say about this?
Oh yeah, I had one more note. Days gone by, they spelled by wrong. It's sloppy work, honestly.
Well, How many millions of dollars went into the campaigning and advertising for this and nobody picked up on that?
No one got it.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let's take a little break here and we'll come back with another section or...
Does anyone want some snacks?
Oh, yeah.
I can make some snacks.
Yeah, let's make some snacks.
Got any ice cream bars?
Angry Adam, we don't have freezers.
Margaret, Adam, and I are going for a quick sidebar. Well, hold on, we'll be right back. And we're back!
All right, and we're back! What's...
Where do we go? All right, no, keep going.
Yep, okay. We have some listener feedback about this episode. I was just thinking, like, we could just, like, make up names and then make up what they said.
What do you mean, listener feedback? We're the listener feedback.
No, I think,
We don't know Elizabeth. Your lingo, Elizabeth. Margaret.
Stephanie, can you talk to me for, like, a second, Elizabeth?
Yeah, what? Sidebar?
Let's just go with it.
You think so?
Margaret's really excited. Okay, I don't have the heart to let's just say that we found this in our mail and we're just like saying names and it's like, oh, it's like a letter we found.
Okay, so we're gonna pretend people
We're gonna pretend like people have been listening to our adventures.
You want us to like improvise?
Yeah, I want us to kinda improvise like that.
Okay,
happening.
I did it.
Like there's like sort of a meta layer happening.
Okay. I took an improv course back before the world ended, because thought it would be a good way to, like make friends and, like, you know, anyway.
Did
guys,
it work?
Did you know the guys who do improv are not really ones you want to date?
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I only caught the tail end of that, but yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, we're into it. Yeah, I get it.
We'll do listener mail.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, pull it out.
Okay. Yay. Okay, I'm going to make up a name. Let's go with Irvin Hubler. Yeah, Irvin Hubler.
Sounds like he was your first boyfriend, Margaret.
Well, not my first. Irvin Hubler says, I thought it was a really good setup, and it introduced the world to Steven Yeun. I'm looking at the back of the box, and it does say, yep, Steven Yeun is credited in this episode, but I don't think we saw
Maybe it. He's the voice at the end who says, hey, dumbass.
Oh, yes, I did enjoy that.
Okay, I'm going to think of, okay, Ronald Mayfield, he was my first boyfriend. Ronald Mayfield says, I never forgave Rick for taking the horse into the city.
Yeah, that did end up being a bad move.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that horse was living a pretty good life.
He was just hanging out in the backyard. He was probably like, no, I don't have to carry anyone anymore. This is great. And then all of a sudden, he's like, all right, one last ride. And then, bed.
Okay, here, I'm going to pretend. Okay, Angry Adam, I've got a question from you. From Greg, the writer. He was a guy I had a crush on in my creative writing class. Okay, Greg, the writer asks, could Angry Adam take Rick Grimes in a fight?
Huh. I'm going to say a hard yes. I'm going to say that's easy. I would definitely be able to take him in a fight. Pros. This is what he's got going for him. He's got a big shiny gun.
Mm-hmm.
That's big. The big shiny gun poses a problem. The shinier the gun, the stronger. Everyone knows this.
Yes, I do.
Sure.
So, you know, he's got that. He's like a pretty cool guy. He's a good man, as Margaret stated. But, you know, He's kind of getting his ass kicked. have I been shot?
No, you dodge bullets really well.
Yeah, exactly. He got shot twice. And he went into a coma. It would take at least 5 bullets to put me in a coma, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, I'm gonna write that down, just so we know.
Well, Greg the writer would say, Angry Adam would just need to pretend Rick is a door and kick him in. Angry Adam 1, Rick Grimes 0. That's how Greg, the writer, talked. It's part of the reason I left him. He's so forceful.
Oh.
I never really thought about visualizing zombies at doors. Maybe I could get a little bit more torque out of my kick.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. Well, I want to make somebody up. Paik Allen. Yeah,
what kind of name is Paik Allen?
That's hey. I didn't make fun of your names.
Was he your first crush?
Be honest.
Maybe. Okay. Why did Margaret steal Elizabeth's shirt?
What? Margaret?
To find out when I tune in.
Margaret, did you steal my shirt?
You know, in the fire truck, we're in close quarters. It's sometimes very dark in here. I don't have my glasses. Yes, I'm wearing a shirt backwards, and it says medical leader on it.
Okay, Adam, this is a super weird way for you to tell me this. Pretend you're Paik Allen, and then tell me as Paik Allen that Margaret stole my shirt. This is super fucked up.
I'm in character. I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay, Paik.
I've got one. Let's think of a name. Becky Fenner Anderson. Yep. That's a name
okay.
I came up with.
You just came up with that, eh?
Right off the old noodle. Well, she says in one of the episodes of Welcome to the Apocalypse, that sounds familiar, Rick is mentioned. Curious to know how they feel about Rick now that they've seen him in action.
Wait a minute.
Do you guys actually remember in the hospital?
Yeah.
Yeah, when I my butt was out, and we stopped.
And we passed by his room, and we looked at the sign, and we said, Rick Grimes. That's... We were in the hospital with him.
Oh my God.
I mean.
I knew it.
No. Guys, that would be preposterous.
That's crazy. I would have known. I would have been changing his IV bags and falling in love.
Exactly. And The Walking Dead is make-believe.
I think we are hungry and conflating the stories.
Yes.
I've
met like 20 Rick Grimes.
It's a very surprisingly common name in the apocalypse.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys noticed, but the next room, there was a guy in there in a coma and his name was Killian Murphy.
That's also a super common name.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so, like I said, I think we're hungry, and so I think I should get us some more snacks. So, just a question. What are your favorite snacks when you're watching a movie, a TV show? I mean, assuming cannibalism is off the table. Like, neither one of you is a cannibal, right?
Elizabeth, I can't understand who you are right now. You didn't come up with an imaginary name.
Right, sorry, Karen Chi.
Ooh, that's a good
Karen
name.
Chi was this really cool, yeah, she was a really cool girl who sat in front of me in English class, and she had really beautiful hair, and I used to stroke it really gently with my fingers, because it was quite long, and I don't think she knew.
I'm gonna give a soft wee-oo
okay.
Here.
So you said favorite snacks.
Yeah, what's your favorite snack? And like, how did you used to watch like movies before we ended up having to be stuck in a truck together?
Regular Adam really liked those Welch's fruit snacks.
Yeah.
I kind of graduated the gummy worms when I became Angry Adam. It just kind of seemed like a more extreme version of Welch's fruit snacks.
Mm-hmm.
That would be kind of my snack of choice.
My ideal viewing experience was to go to the drive-in. Oh, my Charlie, he would throw the top back on the car, and we'd go there, and he would be like, I'm gonna go sit over in the back seat with Gertrude, and I would be like, okay, I'll stay up front, I guess.
Margaret, that doesn't sound great.
Gertrude went with you to the movies?
Yeah. Yeah, we are young, fun, crazy kids. In fact, my favorite snack while watching was Nonpareils. Have you had one of their crazy? It's a chocolate, and it's got these little white dotted candies on them.
Oh, I think I've seen those.
I've never seen those.
Oh.
I liked watching movies. Well, to be totally honest, my favorite viewing experience was when I was little. And my mom and I would curl up on the couch and we would watch Disney movies together. We really liked Disney princesses, and my mom would always make popcorn with lots of butter. And then, but that all ended when she left us.
For Aerosmith.
Yeah, she left me for Aerosmith.
Oh. Oh, well, moving on.
Okay.
Okay, I got a character. Penny Lennox. Yeah, that's good.
Ooh.
That's a good name.
That's a cool
name.
Sounds presidential.
I'd vote for it. How will you apply what you learned from the episode to your own adventure?
Oh, well, we're going to get a jerry can, Penny.
Yeah, we're going to get a jerry can. Don't ride horses. No. They're going to get a bicycle. Was pretty good. I mean, he abandoned it pretty quick, but I was like, oh yeah. But you know, I think if I rode the bicycle, it'd almost be too easy.
I mean, life is all about the adventure, so sometimes walking or fire trucking just leads
kind
to
of
more
my two preferred modes.
I also think maybe we could learn compassion, because like, I don't know how much compassion we have.
Oh, we have tons of compassion.
Well, we're out there slaughtering, and I don't know if we ever take a moment. Also, Dwayne, you know, they said a blessing before their meal.
Oh.
And we just kind of like jam our faces in our feed bags.
That's true. When we were at that Panda Express, we did not say our
blessings. No, we didn't.
I was
so
hungry.
I don't know. Maybe, somewhat strangely, maybe what we could take from The Walking Dead is how to be more human.
No, okay, hold on. Those guys were bummed out. I don't want to do that.
Okay. I might just be more human when you're not around, Avery.
Yeah, I agree. We'll do a little more... human time when Angry Adam's off doing I don't know what he does, plays the jacks in the street.
I think he takes corpses apart.
Holy shit.
That was one time. Okay. I was just really curious that
Well, you made it sound like more.
I was just curious.
Angry Adam.
What?
Is this a necklace of ears? Under the
no,
seat?
No, it's not a necklace of ears.
Okay, can we move on?
It's a necklace of noses.
Yes.
Weird.
Get it right.
We got so much to talk about after this. Okay, let's call this one, like, the final question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna make up a name. I'm thinking Italy. Jason Cabasi.
What's Italian about Jason?
You know.
Like the Argonauts? Was he Italian?
Yeah, Jason and the Argonauts from Italy.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you heard that story?
No? That's a great name.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm going to also pretend he really thinks highly of us. So I'll do a little voice, too. Thank you for stepping in. I can't do a voice. I'm sorry. Thank you for stepping in while Lucy and I are away. We're honored.
Who's Lucy?
I don't think I've ever
met like, Lucy. Is there like a nested character in your character? That's great. This is advanced improv.
You're improvising very well.
I've given them an entire backstory in life.
Wow.
He continues, I feel like this is a great opportunity to find out about people with some actual post-apocalyptic experience.
See, that's us.
Yeah. Well, that's convenient. I'm curious about a few things. Okay, well, let's rapid fire through these, okay?
Okay.
We'll go Elizabeth, Angry Adam, back to me.
Okay.
Okay, real simple one. What are your life goals? Like, where do you see yourself in 10 years?
Simple.
Oh, I see myself settled somewhere safe in California where we have turned the fire truck into a home and we've all taken lovers.
Oh. Beautiful.
But we still live together and we're still a family.
I see myself still a badass. Just one smooth ride. Just cool stuff. I'm doing the same stuff in 10 years that I'm doing now. I'm killing zombies and taking names. I'm wearing an increasing number of leather jackets every time you see me.
God damn.
I think by then I'm going to have like 20.
Wow. He's so cool. I picture myself upon a throne of skulls made from my enemies who I've crushed over the past 10 years while amassing power and becoming the leader of the United States.
Can you just store it outside our home?
Oh, yeah.
Just like in the front lawn.
Yeah, that feels kind of unsanitary, the skull pile.
It's going to be a backyard thing. I don't want the neighbors
to... Are you going to wash the skulls? Margaret, you better, is all I'm going to say.
Okay, fine. Okay. Next question. What scares you?
Abandonment.
Nothing.
Double tarantulas.
Oh.
Is that like two tarantulas or?
They're like, their backs are glued together.
Oh. Ooh. That would be pretty messed up. Okay. I wouldn't like it. I wouldn't say I'm like scared of it, but like I wouldn't be happy to see a double tarantula.
Oh, writing that down? What do you miss most about civilization?
Well, I think I have a lot of things that I love still to this day, but I think what I miss the most is showers.
Yeah, we stink.
Yeah.
I think it's getting a lot harder to find fun snacks, little treats. I'm having a little bit more trouble these days.
I miss my slippers. It's a pretty simple one. Yeah.
Well, I'm sure we can get them off of Zombie and get some slippers.
Gross.
And the next time, just remind me, Margaret. I'm sure there's a sleepy zombie somewhere who we can kill.
Oh. What are your favorite qualities about each other?
Oh, well, I like Adam's firm belief in himself and his optimism about his ability to do just about anything. He has a lot of self-confidence, which I really do aspire to.
Earned self-confidence.
Well, it's self-confidence. And my favorite thing about Margaret is, I think, Margaret, you're very caring, and you really care about me, and about, and you're very, and very accepting. I think you're very accepting, and you're very, caring.
Angry Adam?
What I like about Elizabeth is, you know, beyond the separation anxiety and all that stuff, when the chips are down and it's a real stressful situation, Elizabeth gets going.
That's my training as a nurse.
She's pretty good under pressure, as long as it's not emotional pressure. And Margaret is... she's so fast. It's great. It still kind of blows my mind how fast Margaret is. She is very old and very fast.
I am not that old, young man.
Margaret, come on.
I'm like 30.
You're 30?
Plus something else.
Yeah, well, the things I... my favorite qualities about Elizabeth is that she's strong. And I know that sounds vague, but it's true.
Okay. Do you mean like physically or like mentally? Or like, I don't think you mean emotionally.
No, you know what? I do mean emotionally.
You do?
Yes. While you might doubt your emotions, I've seen you use them to get us out of so many different predicaments. And if it weren't for you, this family wouldn't have come together at all.
Oh.
I'm pretty sure me and Angry Adam would just be two overly decomposed bodies outside of a hospital.
I feel like Elizabeth is kind of the glue.
Oh, thanks, guys.
And if you're the glue, Elizabeth, Angry Adam, you're the crowbar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm hitting stuff.
Bang.
Okay, exactly. Sorry, I hit the wall of the fire truck kind of loud there.
Angry Adam.
I just got excited, okay?
Okay. And what would you do if you got bitten?
I would say, ouch. A little kid bit me once. It was kind of gross.
Should you have been near this child?
Yeah, I was at the playground. I had kids, Elizabeth.
Oh, that was regular Adam who got bitten.
Elizabeth, what would you do if you got bitten? But hold on, there's a follow-up question.
Oh.
How about if you got bitten by a zombie?
Oh, that makes more sense.
Oh, well, if I got bitten, I would forgive the person who bit me because probably they were a child or someone experiencing distress, and I would clean the wound and I would keep going. Now, if I was bitten by a zombie, I would say goodbye to both of you, and then I would start walking down in a field. I would wear a pretty dress, and I would ask Adam that you wait until I'm far enough away, and then you shoot me through the head from a distance, and then I fall, and I decompose, and I become one with the flowers and the land beneath me.
I think if I got bitten by a zombie, I don't think anything would happen. I'm pretty sure I'm immune.
Yes, of course. Elizabeth, in this scenario, where were you bitten?
Somewhere on my body.
Like your hand?
Or my arm, or my leg. Some part of my body that would allow me to walk, I guess.
Okay, Elizabeth.
Yes.
As we've demonstrated, you can cut a limb off and survive.
Oh.
So if you get bitten, Dear, please tell us first. Don't just start walking into the field.
Okay. I just thought it sounded kind of like a nice romantic ending.
It was beautiful. If you get bit on the butt, you can't cut a butt off.
Oh, you can. True. You can cut a butt off.
Well, what about you, Margaret? What would you do?
It's so hot.
It's getting really hot. We have to finish up. Okay. Lock in. Lock in, Randy.
Well, as has happened in our past, I would probably kind of pass out a little bit, wake up, and have two relatively complete strangers grab me, hold me down, and cut my arm off, and then I would just start having adventures with them, and I'd get a meat hook, and I'd stab people and zombies with it, and just have a hell of a time.
That sounds great.
Yeah.
Sounds kind of familiar. Oh, yeah. Oh, I get it.
Yeah. It's our life.
Yeah. Yeah.
That, no, like Angry Adam, it's what happened to us.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, I'm getting it. I'm kind of like drinking it in.
So, okay, that was fun, but like, can we watch something else now?
Yeah.
Wanna watch Spy Kids 2?
I think it's our only option.
It seems like it's probably going to make us feel a little bit better.
I think so.
The Walking Dead was a very well put together show, and it was nice and interesting, but not for your common apocalypse goer.
Yeah, let's watch Spy Kids 2.
Okay, I'm going to stop this recording.
All right, and... goodbye, fake listeners.
Oh, yeah. Oh, goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye, Bobble. That's one of our listeners.
Oh.
Okay, Margaret.
I'm Jenny.
And I'm Randy.
And I'm Rob. And that's Cast of Us episode 589. Thank you for listening, everyone.
We'd like to thank Jason and Lucy for letting us hop onto their feed with this bonus crossover episode.
Yes. Next week, they will be back, and they'll be covering The Walking Dead, Season 3, Episode 4, A Killer Within.
If you want to write in or leave them a voice message about it, you can find all of our contact information at podcastica.com.
And while you're there, please check out our other podcasts, like...
Welcome to the Apocalypse.
Yeah, that's our show.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah, if you...
Yeah, if you want.
Yeah, if you enjoyed listening to this and you haven't checked out Welcome to the Apocalypse yet, we're three people improvising our way through the apocalypse, and we have new guests every week, and it's a whole lot of fun over there.
Nothing else. You'll get more of the joke.
Yeah, some yes, of these were yeah. really definitely insane.
Also, before we wrap this up, Rob, I'm curious, because you hadn't watched The Walking Dead prior to this, right?
No, I hadn't.
So what did Rob think of this?
I liked it. It was very well directed, I will say. Mm-hmm. It was very it was pretty somber. Mm-hmm. And I liked like the direction. I liked the it did a good job of establishing tone and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Nice. Well, if you ever, you know, get jonesing, there's a podcast that you can listen to where they cover it.
I'm gonna do that instead of watching the show.
They do such an awesome job of covering it. It's the first podcast that I ever listened to, and I've been a listener for, I don't know, 13 or 14 years at this point. So it comes highly recommended. All right, that's our show.
Thank you for listening.
Don't get bit. Jason Kabassi.
Oh, I mean like each of us will read one. Yeah. We could do...
Margaret, why don't you... I'm like, Randy, you start. Dude, I'm so locked in.
Yes.
So,
yes, Angry Adam. Yep.
Margaret, you start.